Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Let's see. So, hour number one today, we're going to be talking about at a student's request. Multiple students have requested. Let me talk about the 303 tractor hydraulic fluid, fraud and criminal activities perpetrated on us by corporations. And our number two, Stuart's going to be joining us and telling us his story, starting life at age 15 with 37 cents. That'll be hour number two. So you get a chance to meet some of my friends. Well, you've met some of them, and you'll meet Stuart today. Kyle, are you with us today? Great. I was hoping to chat with Jason and find out if you were here, but I just found out when I just asked you. Yes. Did you have a question?
No, I was just going to say, can you hear me is all.
I can hear you 5x5. Now, we were hoping to be able to talk about buying a used car today. I don't know if we're going to have time for that. And I just want to let everybody know that this scandal perpetrated by a bunch of corporations on little people, you know, bottom 93%, is unbelievable. Now, this is not something that I've just read about and I'm regurgitating on the air. I was in the middle of it. I was part of it. Our farm was harmed by it. Our equipment was damaged by it. And it makes me angry just to think about what these guys have done. And, you know, I wanted to say, well, you know, the retailers weren't involved in this. It was, you know, it was really just Citgo, the manufacturer of the products. But that's not true. The retailers were involved on it. Now, I have a stack of documents about a half inch thick right here on the studio desk. And these are copies of correspondence, emails, etc. that came from Citgo, from the refinery. And my name is in it. And because I complained about the fluid, tractor hydraulic fluid. So let me just tell you, Citgo, C-I-T-G-O, is a petroleum company that is a United States-based refiner and marketer of transportation fuels, lubricants, petrochemicals, and other industrial products. They are headquartered in the Energy Corridor area of Houston, Texas. And it is a majority owned by PDVSA, a state owned company of the Venezuelan government. That's according to Wikipedia. Okay. So this is going to be extremely complicated to discuss, but there was a class action suit by individuals who were harmed by this fluid. Now, this fluid was sold at a whole bunch of outlets, and it was labeled as 303, and that is a nomenclature of a type of tractor hydraulic fluid meeting certain criteria, anti-wear, anti-rust, anti-foaming, you know, those kinds of specifications. Okay, so here's what it says. This is according to classactionreports.com. The John Deere 303 designation was over 50 years old by the time that the class action began. It was obsolete, and there were no current specifications for 303 fluid. Second, the complaint by the class action suit says that 303 products lacked some or all of the additives required to provide the benefits claimed for it. In addition, in 2017, the state of Missouri Department of Agriculture tested 14 303 products. That means 14 different brands of products claiming to be meeting the 303 specifications, and found that none of them met any of the current specifications. It found that the complaint said the products were underperforming to the point where damage was likely to result from use. The Department of Agriculture in the state of Missouri said that these products were misbranded because they failed to meet the specifications that were claimed on the container. Now, that means that you buy a product and you think you're buying what it says on the label, and if it doesn't meet those claims, fraud is involved. Okay. The Missouri Department of Agriculture said that any 303 tractor and hydraulic transmission fluid must be pulled from inventory and cannot be sold. And they sent letters, and I have a copy of the letter, to Orscheln. And Orscheln is a farm and home type store. Now, I know for a fact that I was told by an Orscheln employee that, yeah, they had a sign that said, we can't sell this anymore, you know, from printed on their printer in their store. It says, you know, we can't sell this, you know, this fluid anymore. And the employee said, we shipped it all over to Arkansas. So here they knew that they had a defective fluid. It was damaging equipment. It was plugging up filters, causing all kinds of problems. Problems that cannot be fixed by cleaning. Problems that cannot be fixed. Let me give you an example. This stuff is so bad that it caused transmissions to wear out very quickly. And if you've ever had a manual transmission jump out of gear because you changed the transmission fluid, that's what I'm talking about. How do you operate a tractor or a car when you have a manual transmission, you put it in first gear and second gear and it jumps out of second gear? You put it back in second gear and it jumps out of second gear. You put it in third gear and it jumps out of third gear. What do you do with that transmission? And you realize, wait a minute, it used to work great. What happened? Well, that's what happened to us. And being a preparedness-minded guy and having a preparedness-minded family, we bought pallets of this tractor hydraulic fluid from Orscheln. And being preparedness-minded, we thought, you know, we need to protect our equipment. It's working great, but you know what? We should change this fluid. We haven't changed it in a few years. Let's change all the fluid, all the filters, and we did it. Pallets of this stuff. When I say pallets, this stuff comes in 5-gallon buckets. So we did. We drained all the fluid out, put the new fluid in, and shortly after starting these engines up, we found the transmission, the transmissions were making noise, whining noises out of the gearboxes. The wet brakes, the tractors, large tractors have wet brakes that are bathed in the tractor hydraulic fluid, and the brakes weren't working right. Yeah. So the transmissions weren't shifting right. The gears were making noise. The hydraulic hoses were blowing. The hydraulic seals on the lift cylinders were blowing. And what did this affect? Well, it affected 8 tractors, a track loader, hay balers, hay mowers, everything that we have with hydraulic cylinders, hoses, power steering failed. Hydraulic pumps failed. How much is a hydraulic pump? About $2,000 at each. That's what happened to us. Any comments about this, Kyle? I've got the documentation. I just want to read a couple paragraphs here and there to just let our class know how big, how pervasive, how ugly, how nasty this scandal was. But do you have any comments so far?
Well, I was curious about something, Vince. You said 14 brands they tested, and none of them met those qualifications. I'm wondering, did Citgo make the fluid for all of these different brands?
Yeah, they did. Yep.
And so were those in like auto parts stores? I mean, like, yep. Were they sold to O'Reilly's and all the rest of them?
I don't have all the list of where they were sold, but okay, here are some of, let's see. This is a lot of paperwork I'm going through, but okay. Consumer Protection Alert, and this is agriculture.mo.gov. So this is a government publication. This is quote, I'm quoting this document. Quote, over the summer, the department sampled 14 different 303 fluids, many claiming to work in almost every tractor. All 14 of these 303 fluids failed to meet current specifications and were found to be underperforming to the point that damage was likely to result from use. End quote. Now, I do have some of the brands. Let's see. Now, they say that it would meet John Deere, Case, New Holland requirements, and that's not true. Here's an internal document from Citgo, and it says here, quote, we have another issue with the 303 oil. Customer is Vincent, or, and they've got our son's name there. So customer is Vincent. And they've got my phone number, and it lists it Marshfield, Missouri. Application Deutz. Deutz is the brand of tractor, DX 4.70. Excessive foaming. Has the consistency of latte. After 5 minutes of runtime, it blow the dipstick out. Now, this is, I guess that's the, it blow the dipstick out. That's what they said. I think they mean it blew the dipstick out. So please connect with this customer to get full details so we can resolve. Thank you. Happy New Year, Eddie. So that is the email about me complaining to Citgo and talking to their engineering staff about how bad this is at the refinery. So let me see if I can find some more of the brand names. That MileMaster is another one. So it involved Walmart. It involved, let's see, okay. MileMaster is one of them. This is a lot of material to go through. Okay, MileMaster, this is an internal memo. It says, MileMaster 303 level is all flush oil and contaminated base oils. They are saying that they flush the lines, the filthy lines in the refinery with oil. And it's like flushing out a drain. And they can't just let the oil run down the stream. So they capture it. And then what do they do with all this contaminated flush oil? Well, they blend it with something called DROM, which stands for dark recycled oil mix. So they blend the flush oil with dark recycled oil mix at the refinery, put it in buckets, and call it 303 tractor hydraulic fluid. It's all waste products. And it's destroyed farm equipment across the country. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us this morning. We're talking about the 303 tractor hydraulic fluid and the scandal and the criminality involved. And I do have your answer, Kyle. Before we get to that, I'm trying to go in order and with these pages, but... There's one statement that says, and this is an internal memo or email at Citgo. I have a problem with this product information sheet application. I don't see how we can recommend this fluid with reused oil for use in wet brake applications. Now, what are wet brakes? Well, wet brakes are like your car has brakes, but they're cooled in the differential with oil. So, the idea is that your brakes will last a lot longer in tractors. Now, they don't use wet brakes in cars, but they use them in tractors. And the idea is that they'll last a lot longer. And tractors have a lot of weight, and therefore they get really hot. The brakes get really hot, so that's why they use wet brakes. This is a quote. And this is internal correspondence, Citgo. Quote, just between us, do you realize that there is almost certainly black sediment in the bottom of nearly every single container that we fill of 303 fluid yet? Yes? Just between us, do you realize that there's almost certainly black sediment at the bottom of nearly every single container that we fill of 303 fluid? Yes. The question is, do you understand that? Yes, that's true. So how much of this dark recycled oil mix did Citgo have? Well, in one tank, 420,000 gallons, another tank, 420,000 gallons, another tank, 107,000 gallons, another tank, 20,000 gallons. So the inventory of DROM, dark recycled oil mix, 118,000 gallons. And what are they using in it? Bar and chain oil and 303 tractor hydraulic fluid. Okay. So where is it? Where is this DROM used? Well, it's used in Harvest King 303. And here are the complaints. Harvest King 303, full of black sludge. Supertech. Now, who sells Supertech? That'd be the Chinese factory outlet. Supertech 303, bucket full of black sludge and material. Big R, selling Harvest King. 303, full of black sludge. Now, this is internal communications at Citgo. Orschlin, black sludge in 303. Residue at the bottom of all pails of MileMaster 303. And there's another one, Family Farm and Home, black sludge in Orschlin 303. Orschlin, contaminated Orschlin 303. Another one, Orschlin, sediment in the bottom of the 303 pails. So, Supertech, that's the Chinese factory outlet, and then there's Harvest King, and there is MileMaster, for sure. I mean, there are more, but those are the ones I've got in front of me. So what did they decide to do? They have said, internal correspondence, that the 303 tractor hydraulic fluid, complaints have moved from specks in the fluid to residue in the fluid to sludge in the fluid. We had pallets of fluid with sludge. It also says customers are now becoming more vocal at Orschlin. Okay. It says we sure seem to have had a rash of unhappy customers of late. This is what Citgo's saying about their product. Complaints more frequently coupled with damage claims. Walmart end user, $9,600 to replace pump and transmission. Mm-hmm. New industry scrutiny on 303 quality. And then, of course, the state of Missouri is coming down on forcing them to stop selling it completely. So those are some of the things that I have in front of me. Here's another one.
Hey, Ben. Yes. I worked around the oil refinery for quite a few years. And the thing I remember, and I didn't hear you mention it there, but they, when they're purging lines like that, the reason you've got that black sludge, I think, is because there's some kind of a solvent that's got a powerful surfactant to it. And if they're mixing that in the hydraulic fluid that they're selling, then it would make sense to me that it would be washing the lubricant off of your wet brakes or off of any components in the system.
Right.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New coronavirus infections in the United States fell by nearly 20% over the past week, the fifth straight week of double-digit declines. America's vaccination drive is working. Earlier this week, it was announced 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's ban on abortions except in medical emergencies. Arkansas's law is due to go into effect in late summer. It makes it a felony for doctors to provide abortions except in medical emergencies. In a follow-up, a suspect was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly shooting at a number of cars with BB guns on a Los Angeles freeway. Investigators are now trying to determine if it was the same suspect linked to dozens of similar incidents in Southern California highways over the past month. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocates Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1938. A boat carrying 937 Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi persecution is turned away from Havana, Cuba, with only 28 people allowed to stay in Cuba. The United States and Canada also deny entry. The rest are forced to sail back to Europe, where they're distributed among several countries, including Great Britain and France. Flash, 1941. The British Navy sinks the state-of-the-art German battleship Bismarck in the North Atlantic near France. The German death toll was more than 2,000 people. The ship was on the high seas for only 2 years. Flash, 1937.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge that cost over £7 million. San Francisco's mayor cuts through the silver chain with a blow lamp, and from each end of the bridge, the motorcade speeds on to meet in the center and symbolize the completion of a great engineering achievement. Overhead, the U.S. Air Force roars. 1,000 feet below, the Navy churns the water into froth.
Construction began on January 5, 1933. The project cost more than $35 million and was completed ahead of schedule and $1.3 million under budget. Flash, 1703. After winning access to the Baltic Sea through his victories in the Great Northern War, Tsar Peter the Great founds the city of St. Petersburg as the new Russian capital. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle, that was a great question about the surfactants in the line flush oil. Well, this did damage wet brakes. Here's what happened. The fluid was contaminated with sludge, and the top of the bucket was black, so you couldn't see. You know, it had a pour spout. You couldn't see what was coming out of the pour spout. And so what we found out was, as soon as we put this in, and we put in all of our equipment, and we started, we spent like days getting everything ready, changed all the fluid, the filters, put it in, and then we started having problems. And in class, if you remember, years ago I talked about we're blowing hydraulic hoses like crazy. What's going on? Hydraulic seals, hydraulic cylinders, power steering cylinders, all kinds of cylinders and hoses. And we took videos of this. We have videos of, you know, starting the tractor up, and out of the differential would come foam. And so It was a real problem. And then it was such a big problem that if you wanted to buy the repair is find some other fluid. And so we did research and we did that. But we had to replace the fuel, the hydraulic filters, the transmission filters. All of those things had to be replaced. And there was such a big problem that you couldn't get the filters because there was a run on the filters because of all the damage that these Citgo oils did. What they did was they plugged up the filters so with the sludge so that when you went to use your hydraulic, like lift arms, front end loader, etc., they didn't work. Power steering didn't work because the fluid couldn't get into the power steering system to push those hydraulic cylinders. This was a massive, massive problem. And so we were contacted by an attorney who said, hey, I found your name and your number in Citgo's correspondence. He was doing the investigation for the class action suit. And they found us, so he called. And I said, I've got it all. I've got pallets of the fluid. I've got the empty buckets with the sludge in it. I've got the filters that have that are plugged up with the sludge. I've got the metal shavings on the filters of the damage of the transmissions. I've got the blown seals, the blown hoses. I have sealed buckets of fluid with sludge in the bottom. I've got the receipts. I have the videos. I've got the pictures. I have it all. And they were all excited because we had the most complete case of damning evidence against Citgo and Orscheln in the country. We had it. And then, so he said, fill out this form and put in your claim for all the damage, delineate the damage in the hoses and etc. And so we submitted that and Citgo denied it. Citgo said, we're not paying the claim. I said, that's great. I am delighted because now I want to go to court and I want to sue him. And I want to bring every member. I want to subpoena the board of directors of Citgo, the CEO and all the vice presidents, and the same with Orscheln. I want them all there, and we'll spend weeks together. I'm looking forward to eviscerating them in court. And you know what they did? They decided to settle. And so the question that some of you are thinking and have not asked yet is where in the ranking system was the Finelli family farm in terms of damage done by this defective, fraudulently labeled tractor hydraulic fluid? Where in the ranking? We're in the top 10 in the country in terms of damage. Our neighbors have been damaged. And so here is, let me just read this, and then Kyle, please ask all your questions and make all your comments. The Missouri statute 413.115 states, quote, defective business practices prohibited. A person commits a crime of deceptive business practice if in the course of engaging in the business, occupation, or profession, he or she recklessly sells, offers, or exposes for sale misbranded commodities. End quote. That's a crime. Okay. And then they say to, and this is a letter from the Missouri Department of Agriculture, state of Missouri, at the Missouri Capitol to Orscheln. You, quote, you are hereby ordered to remove this product for sale until changes are made to correct the labeling of this product. Specification and certification information must validate any performance claims on your packaging labeling. Suitably for use claims shall be based upon appropriate field, bench, and or transmission rig testing. Performance claims include, but not limited to, those set by the original equipment manufacturers and standard setting organizations such as ASTM or SAE, SAE, Society of Automotive Engineers. So that was signed by the division director of Department of Agriculture of the state of Missouri. And this bucket of Orscheln tractor hydraulic fluid is labeled Orscheln Farm and Home, answers and low prices down every aisle, premium, in big letters, 303, tractor, hydraulic, and transmission fluid. And it goes on to say that the application is for Alice Chalmers, Ferguson, White, Allison, Caterpillar, Ford, New Holland, John Deere, Kubota, Case, and I can't read the others. So they say it's for use in these tractors, and it was nothing but waste products. Kyle?
Wow. You know, somebody should have went to jail over that, not just monetary, you know, but it seems like in every industry that this country is in, Vince, that the defective, worthless Chinese type mentality of doing stuff the cheapest, absolute worthless way has infected everything, doesn't it?
Okay, since you mentioned that, I was working on our high-pressure washer yesterday, and I put a new carburetor in it months ago. I got a carburetor on eBay, put a new carburetor on it, worked great, and put it in the barn for a couple months, took it out, and you would think it'd be okay. The carburetor needle and seat was stuck closed. So I thought, what the heck is going on? So I took it apart, and it's a Chinese carburetor. It looks just like the original. It's a Honda engine, okay? And the original carburetor lasted, you know, maybe 5 years. This one lasted a couple months. And what happened was they made the needle and seat, the housing for the needle is brass, as it should be. The shaft for the for the needle is made out of aluminum, and it corroded and swelled so that it would not operate up and down and allow fuel to be delivered to the carburetor. I am just livid. And the inside of the fuel bowl, after 2 months, is corroded, and it has all this white aluminum oxide or cadmium oxide on it. These things are used, carburetors now are used once and throw away. Used wow. once and throw away. That's how bad this has become. I'm livid.
Oh, it's interesting. I hope I didn't get one of those. I bought a FS55R steel straight shaft weed eater at a garage sale for $10 mm-hmm. because the guy could not get it running. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I ordered a new carburetor for it because I could tell this one wasn't working. It was all gummed up inside. And I got another one. It's coming. It should be here today or tomorrow. But it was only like $10.70 to get it right. delivered to the right. house, so right. with free shipping. So anyway, I'm hoping I didn't end up with one of those. You know, Vince,
they look great.
I found,
Kyle, when you get it and you hold it in your hand, you're gonna say, "This looks great on the surface." And that's what I said. I bought two of them. The only reason I get this pressure washer running today is because I'm gonna use the other new one once. I'm furious. And there's no recourse. You beat up the guy on eBay who's selling these things. By the time you use it and it fails, you know, you can't comment any longer on it. And the other thing is there's no brand. You can't say it's a defective Citgo. You can't say it's defective any other brand because there's no brand on these. And if you do get one from a guy who says it's premium, it'd be like, premium? You mean like Citgo premium tractor hydraulic fluid, that kind of premium? You can't tell the quality of the products you're buying from China anymore because most of them are not branded. And they don't come from the same factory. So some may be okay. Most of them, I don't think, are okay. But you can't tell. So what do you do? I don't know. I really don't know.
You know, Vince, I had that temperature sensor go out on my 92 Toyota car that I have. And because the one that I had in there was the original coolant temperature sensor. Well, the computer uses that information in order to complete the circuit to allow the car to start, at whatever calculations the computer puts the fuel system at. Well, the original one lasted from 1992 to 2021. Okay, so what, 18, 38, 39 years this thing had lasted. I put a brand new one in there thinking, well, man, this is a simple little old thing. And not even 60 days later, it wouldn't start when it's cold. And so I took it back, took it out. Luckily, it's really super easy. Takes a, like, three-quarter inch socket, and you pop it off there, pull a plug, and you can pop it off and put another one in. But I had to go to town in my pickup to do it. And so I drove the 25 miles into town, got another one. They gave me another one, no problem, put it back on, started right up, no problem. But that quick, it didn't even last 40, be generous, it didn't even last 60 days.
Right. So what happened with this carburetor is I took it all apart and I cleaned it up, put it back together, and I turned on I drained the fuel bowl to make sure there's no residue and no contamination in the fuel bowl from the gas tank. And we put a fuel filter in all of our small equipment. It doesn't come with it, but we add a fuel filter and a shutoff valve. So yesterday I turned on the fuel shutoff valve. I opened it up and see how the carburetor would leak. Turned around, it's leaking all over the floor. So I went from a carburetor that wouldn't allow any fuel past the needle and seat to one that wouldn't stop the fuel from overflowing the carburetor. So here's why I'm mentioning that. And I've been talking about diluted engine oil with you on the air, how you need to smell the dipstick, right, to see if there is engine, if the engine oil is contaminated with fuel, because fuel is not, is getting past the carburetor and diluting the engine oil, and it will destroy the engine. Honda. What headline? What is Honda's plan for CRV and Civic oil dilution? The 1.5 engine, allowing fuel to leak into the crankcase where it mixes with the engine oil. This is what it said. This is the article. The diluted mixture raises the level of the oil in the pan, which can lead to serious engine damage. The problem has caused a wide range of responses from different countries, including stop sales and service campaigns, depending on where you live. So Honda is having the same darn problem that I've been discussing here. And what are they doing? The only thing they're doing is extending the warranty. They're not fixing the problem. They're just extending the warranty, hoping you won't even notice. We'll be right back. This is a real serious problem.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Honda has a problem with their cars. And let me explain it this way. So if you have a carburetor and there's a fuel metering system and a fuel level system as part of the carburetor, and that system that maintains the fuel level in the fuel bowl of your carburetor, so your carburetor can, through vacuum, pull the fuel through some metering rods and mix it with air. If that level gets too high in the fuel bowl, the only place it seems to go is into the engine. And it slides down through the valves, goes past this into the combustion chamber, down past the rings, the piston rings, into the crankcase. And so what happens is, if you check your oil level and it seems to be increasing, and you didn't add any oil, you have a problem with something going into your oil, whether it be antifreeze or fuel. Now, if it's fuel is the opposite. Gasoline is the opposite of a lubricant. Gasoline is a solvent for lubricant. So if you have gasoline entering your crankcase and your crankcase holds the oil for lubricating the engine and gasoline is diluting that engine oil, you have less lubrication and you will wear out your engine very, very quickly. So what does Honda say? Well, Honda says that although Honda in China stated in a press release that this issue would not cause engine damage, I believe that the oil analysis report provides evidence to the contrary, end quote of what I was reading. What I'm saying is Honda's saying it's not a big deal. It's not going to cause engine damage. Kyle, do you think diluted engine oil with gasoline would damage an engine?
Oh, that's like a no-brainer, Vince. You know, to jump back to your hydraulic problem again, though, you know, and I'm sure you know, but I don't know if the listeners know, you're going to have hours of trying to pump to get that fluid out of the hydraulic cylinders, the lines, the pumps, and the crankcase of these things, or the hydraulic holding area. You're going to have hours involved in every single vehicle you own. I hope they made you, I hope they had to pay through the nose, for your sake and take all of that junk back. I can't even fathom that. And if somebody has to take this into the dealership, or some a repair company to have this done, they're going to be looking at thousands of dollars by the time they get all said and done for each piece of equipment.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it took us weeks, literally, Kyle, weeks to drain this stuff out. The minute we recognized it, we had to buy, first we researched, does anybody actually make oil that is suitable? That was one thing. So I wanted to see the test analysis, and we found a company called U.S. Lubricants, and we looked at their test results, and we bought a trailer load of oil because we had to flush out the old oil, replace the filters, flush it out again, replace the filters, just so we could get to the point where we could get the equipment to sort of work. That's after replacing the hydraulic cylinders, the hoses, and we still have a bunch of equipment that has not been repaired. And the damage is so expensive that, you know, you'd say, well, just fix it and then, you know, worry about the claim later. No, the damage is so expensive that we couldn't fix it because we didn't have the money. How much are we talking about? Over $100,000 in damage. Over $100,000. And these guys would not pay 100% of the claim. They only paid a percentage of the claim. Now, how much was the claim? The whole class action suit was $18.5 million. Doesn't sound like a lot. The attorneys got $5.9 million. Anybody who had a claim got $5,000. Now, let's just say you had one tractor, one old tractor, let's say it's a Ford 3000 tractor, and it was damaged, the transmission was damaged. Could you repair the transmission and the hydraulic system and the differential for $5,000? The answer is no.
Not even close.
Yeah. Right. So then I'll tell you what, I'll just buy another one. Let me go to Craigslist and find another, you know, 1974 tractor to replace it with. The odds are probably darn close to 100% that the tractor that you'd buy on Craigslist would have exactly the same problem that, you know, the tractor you're trying to replace has. Because all of this fluid came, or almost all of it came from Citgo. And whether it said it was SuperTech, you know, oh, we can trust the Chinese factory outlet, right? Well, you know, they would never do this, would they? Orscheln would never do this, would they? Smitty's would never do this. Mile Marker would never do this. No. It says premium on the bucket. And it says it meets the standards for these pieces of equipment. They even show a modern tractor on the bucket. It's all fraud. And I know we didn't get to talking about how to buy a used car. We can do that next time, Kyle. I'd love to do that with you.
Sure.
But this scandal is so big, and I wanted our class to know that it's so big, and it's not just tractor hydraulic fluid. It's everywhere. Kyle, last minute comments?
No, Vince, I feel so bad for you. I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, it just, some way, there's got to be a way to make these people pay bad.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's a song about it. It's called Hang 'em High.
Yeah. Yeah,
thanks
right.
So much.
I'm with you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.